Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Of course, the Tavern's Discord server is hopping as always. So, what are we doing today? We're going to go back to that magic missile discussion. Evil Jeff and Old Man Grognard both chime in. Evil Jeff has an interesting take on it, and his idea is if it's called a weapon, if it's called a magic arrow, or if it's called a missile, it is an attack. I disagree, but I respect Jeff's opinion, and then let's listen to it.
Hey, it's Evil Jeff again. Tell you, you got my dander up there with that last podcast. You know, I almost get ready to go all Jordan Lawyer on you like he did to Spike Pit the other day with 5E. If you haven't heard that podcast, that's rather good there. But, you know, you're defining once again that spell, and I went back and looked. So you look at all the basic Beckme rules encyclopedia, and the very first line does say a magic missile is a glowing arrow created and shot by magic. So arrow, that's a weapon. You go to first edition, which you pulled out. It does sit there and call it a magical missile, though I would then ask you, tell me when a missile is not a weapon. You can define a missile that's not a weapon, then it's not an attack.
All right, Jeff. So, like you said, if it's called a missile, you consider it to be an attack. Now, God forbid, I'm actually going to be getting official feedback from Jeremy Crawford, who did this on Twitter, and they were asking, the question was, is magic missile an attack? And Jeremy said, now, again, I understand, this is 5E, but his argument goes along my argument. So I'm going to, Jeremy Crawford, who's given the official answer pretty much from Wizards of the Coast, magic missile isn't an attack because magic missile doesn't involve an attack. What does that mean? Well, dealing damage doesn't make something an attack. So, what makes something an attack? It has to involve an attack roll. If a spell doesn't involve an attack roll and no attack is mentioned in its text, the spell doesn't include an attack. That has been my argument, and it's interesting to see that it's also Jeremy's argument for 5E, is that if it doesn't involve an attack roll, whether it's a save or not, if it doesn't involve an attack roll, then it doesn't help. So you could use that same argument, with Lightning Bolt. Isn't Lightning Bolt pretty much a targeted attack? Now, there's a save and throw involved in it. But there's no attack roll needed. Would Magic Missile help you with a Lightning Bolt spell? Again, would Mirror Image help you with a Lightning Bolt spell? And I would say, wholeheartedly, no. So that's where my argument stands on that until I heard Glenn Hallstrom's argument. And Glenn has a very interesting take on it. So let's listen to Glenn.
Hey, Eric, Old Man Grognard here. Okay, I haven't finished your third Magic Missile episode yet, but we seem to have solved it in our house between myself and my grandson, Cage. I was taking the point that magic missile being magic would know which one's the actual target and not hit the image. And he said, no, it's the other way around. And I said, well, why is that? He says, because mirror image is a higher level spell. Okay. Now, we didn't get into the fact that magic missile is upgradable as you go up in levels, but I don't think that really, the number of missiles you get, I don't think really matters. But he said that, and it's like, okay, Okay, fine. It'll hit the image. Yes, okay. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Now, although I don't agree with the argument, this is an argument that I could accept. It's a higher level spell, a second level spell, and therefore it trumps a first level spell. And if that's the argument you want to make, I think it's more valid than saying Magic Missile is an attack, even though it doesn't require an attack roll and doesn't have a saving throw. So if you want to say, if you want to come to the conclusion that the reason why Mirror Image would fool a Magic Missile spell, you're saying a second level spell trumps a first level spell. So, Glenn, your grandson has made, in my opinion, the strongest argument to me being wrong. Sorry, Evil Jeff. I understand where you're coming from. I don't agree with your stance. And as I just mentioned, at least with 5e, Jeremy Crawford comes out on my side. Again, there's no attack roll. There's no attack. But saying a second-level spell would trump a first-level spell? That's a strong argument. So props to Cage. Again, I'm not giving up on this one, but that's the strongest argument yet. And if I had to lose to that argument, I guess I'd be okay with it. All right, folks. So I guess this is the fourth entry in the Magic Missile Saga. It might not be the last, but it might be. Appreciate the feedback. Featured the voicemails. On that note, we are going to bow out. And I don't know. I can't be shooting off magic missiles. I guess maybe we'll bring back magic missiles around July 4th. Might be an interesting episode just to discuss for that. As always, stay safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.